AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Passengers on three airlines were having problems this morning checking in. The AP's Mike Hempen reports the problems have been solved.
The system that provides check-in services for several airlines had some computer issues that caused delays and long check-in lines across the country. Sabre, a company that books flights, says the problem has been taken care of and measures have been taken to prevent it from happening again. However, there were reports of long lines at some airlines hours later. The problem impacted American Airlines, JetBlue, and Alaska Airlines. I'm Mike Hempen.
On day one of the ceasefire, clashes broke out between Palestinian protesters and Israeli police following Friday prayers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, a flashpoint holy site in Jerusalem that is sacred to Jews and Muslims. Palestinians are considering the ceasefire and fighting with Israel a victory. Over 11 days, more than 200 people died, most in Hamas-controlled areas of the Gaza Strip. Matthew Schmale is with the United Nations in Gaza.
I, of course, have to start expressing an enormous sense of relief that 11 days of carnage and war are over, and to express the hope that it will stay that way. It feels like a fragile ceasefire.
Israel is vowing to respond with a new level of force to any further hostilities. Negotiations between the White House and Republican senators over President Biden's $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan are reaching a crucial stage before more talks today. The International Olympic Committee vice president in charge of the Tokyo Games says they will be open in just over 2 months, even if the city and other parts of Japan are under a state of emergency because of rising coronavirus cases. John Coates spoke on a virtual hookup. The Olympics are set to open July 23rd. This is AP News. In Thailand, three dogs named Angel, Bobby, and Bravo have a really good sense of smell. Veterinary researcher Professor Kewale Chatterong says they found the three dogs can accurately identify which patient samples are positive for the coronavirus.
It was a surprise because the dog can detect even the patient that didn't show the sign of the disease.
During an exercise, a dog is given a patient sample to smell. It also smells a number of other identical containers. If the sample is negative, the dog ignores it and walks away. If it is positive, the dog will sit in front of it.
They are heroes, and hero is for me to help the doctor and help the situation of this pandemic.
The coronavirus sniffing dog idea has been put into place at airports around the world. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.